Humans start about half of the fires in the Southwest. In Southern California, it's a lot more. About 90% are caused by people. Fire managers say the closer you get to a big city where the population is dense, the more human-caused fires. The top causes are unattended campfires, trash pile burning, and arson. Helene Cleveland is the Fire Prevention Program Manager for the U.S. Forest Service. Cleveland says many people will leave their campsite thinking they have put out their fire.
The number of the people will pour water on it, and they think all the hissing has stopped. They don't see any smoke or steam rising from it, and they think it's okay. But what's happening is that there's some embers deep down in, dry weather comes back around, winds pick up, and the sparks will fly.
Dry lightning can act much the same way. Clay Templin calls them sleepers, when lightning strikes and the embers smolder until the wind picks up. Templin is fire chief for the Tonto National Forest. He says this is the time of year when both dry lightning and humans keep him busy.
You know, it just takes a spark, especially when we've had this extended drought that we're currently experiencing. It doesn't take much for a fire to quickly gain in size.
Since late spring, about 95,000 acres have burned in Arizona. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.